I guess since last time we had you in here, how you've been practicing a lot, just kind of catch us up, tell us how everything's been going for you and the secondary.
Good. I feel good about the guys we have back there. I feel good about the guys we have on the squad, and I think every day we've been progressing, and I think that's what we try to get accomplished at OTAs every day. We try to get better, and I think we've been doing it.
What's Coach Donatel like?
Energetic. Very energetic. I don't think he has a dead moment ever. He comes in at 6:30 and it feels like he's at 2 o'clock. This is how he is. Very energetic guy. He's very good in terms of passing concepts, and I think he's done a great job of teaching us as well as the young guys different passing concepts.
What kind of stuff does he do as a teacher? How does he relay information?
Well, I think most of it is, like, I think what most guys would agree on is he's very he's a guy that uses a lot of archives. Like, he'll go back to film that is like early 90s, and we see, like, you'll see a Jerry Rice or Tim Brown on the film, and it's kind of surprising. But, you know, he's been around for a while, and he's teaching us things that, you know, the game has progressed a long way, but it's a lot of techniques that he's had for a while that he's teaching us. So,
does he ever talk about his first time here?
No.
If
he has, not around me, so.
How important has this been for you guys to just get familiar with everything before training camp, before this mandatory camp coming up, just having all this knowledge headed into that period?
Very, because I think it's a lot of new faces around here, secondary and every other unit. It's a lot of new faces, so it's very important. So I think when we hit training camp, we want to feel like we know what we're doing already, so we're just refreshing ourselves. So I think OTAs, we've done a great job. We're done with the installing. We pretty much put everything in that we need to put in. I think guys are doing a good job of progressing. So.
Andre, I wanted to let the football questions get out of the way. Right. So I wanted to ask you about, how do you feel about corporate logos on practice jerseys?
You know, honestly, it'd be tough for me to answer that question because I haven't read up on it a lot. I've seen it. I think I saw a story yesterday where the Broncos may have been considering it. It doesn't bother me. At the end of the day, I'm not the corporate guy. Those guys upstairs take care of that, and my job is covering these wide receivers. So what is on my jersey outside of that Bronco means, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't matter. You don't care if you're walking billboard as long as you play.
Yeah, if the billboard is going to help me tackle better, maybe. But if it's not, it doesn't bother me.